1 Timothy chapter 3. This is a true saying. If a man desires the work of an overseer, sometimes called a bishop, he desires a good work. But the bishop then must be without opportunity for criticism. A man of one woman, not a man who's always trying to chat up other women, but who's stably married, that's how I understand it. A man who's sober, of good behaviour, who likes being hospitable, who likes being generous, not thinking, those people came round to my house and it cost me so much to buy the food for them and so much for the coffee and so much for the milk. No, someone who loves being hospitable, someone who's enthusiastic to teach, not someone who likes drinking much wine, not someone who hits other people, not someone who's greedy of money, but patient, not covetous, not an arguer, one who rules well his own family, having his children in subjection to him. But if a man doesn't know how to govern his own family, how will he take care of the Church of God? Because the Church of God is a family, not a new convert, lest being puffed up with pride, because he's been made a leader in the church when he's only just joined it, lest he falls into the condemnation of the enemy. Moreover, he must have a good report of those who are outside, otherwise he'll fall into the trap of the devil. Now, the devil, I think, in those days referred to the false accuser, the enemy, the adversary that was around them, which was the Roman Empire, who hated the Christians. Also, the deacons, that is, the servants of the church, must be serious. They must not be double-tongued, that is, saying one thing to one person and something else to someone else. Like, oh, I think you're so wonderful. And then saying to someone else, oh, he's awful. That's not mature behaviour. Not loving much wine, not greedy of money. Holding the truth of the one faith with a pure conscience. And let them also first be tested, and then let them serve as deacons, if they are without fault. Women, in the same way, must be serious, not slanderers. Now, slanderer there is the same word translated devil. And that's all the word devil means. It doesn't refer to a monster or a being out there. It is just a word that means a slanderer, and it's used about ordinary people here, like these women are told, don't be slanderers, don't be devils. Be sober, be serious, be faithful in everything. All this talk about being sober, it doesn't mean you've got to sort of have a long face all the time, but it means you've got to be serious about life and not full of petty small talk all the time. But realize that our life before God is serious, and it's a serious matter. Let the deacons be men of one woman, not running around flirting with women, etc., governing their children and their own families well. For those who have served well as deacons will gain to themselves a good standing and great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. So the more you serve other people, and a deacon means a servant, then you yourself become more confident in your relationship with the Lord Jesus. So by serving, we ourselves are spiritually developed. I write these things to you, hoping to come to you myself shortly, but if I tarry a long time, this is so that you may know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, upon which the truth is established. And without any doubt, the mystery of godliness is very great. He was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the nations, believed on in the world, received up into glory. So then Jesus was not God himself, but he was God manifested in the flesh. He showed us what God would have been like, or what God would be like, if he were a human being. Because Jesus was absolutely perfect. He didn't sin in any way. And just as the Word of God became flesh in Jesus, so that word has got to be made flesh in us, and we also are to manifest God despite having the flesh that is human nature.